Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Collins under it, makes the catch, and the Brewers shut out the Cubs 7-0 in game one of the doubleheader.
Brewers are an out away from winning this final game of the series. Bait to play Durbin across the diamond in time. It is an out and it is a ball game in the books.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 101 at the top of the zone. McGill slams the door and the Brewers take game one in this three-game series.
Here's now Vaughn and a drive. Left center and deep.
Who wrote this script?
It was the team of the moment, offering entertainment. The team of the moment, they caught our eyes.
The team of the moment is the Milwaukee Brewers. The best record in baseball, and they played like the best team in baseball. They, more than any other team all year long, looked occasionally flawless. You'd look at them and say, man, that rotation is good and it is deep, especially with the addition of guys like Quinn Priester, who's an incredible developmental story, and a local kid who grew up a Cubs fan who now will very likely get a start in the first three games of this series, especially with Brandon Woodruff not on the roster. They've got former Cub Trevor McGill back in their excellent bullpen to be the closer at the back end after McGill was hurt in the month of September. They have other guys in that bullpen like Abner Uribe, who is just absolutely difficult to face. Jacob Mizorowski, the weapon that is the Miz, is going to be part of the mix. 6'7". He's not going to be in the rotation, but he might be a bulk pitcher, a bulk reliever, or he could be a spot reliever. You never know what's going to happen. That pitching staff is very good. The Brewers' defense is excellent. I don't know if it's better than the Cubs, but it's really, really good. It's certainly one of the top two or three defenses in MLB. Both of these teams are. As a base running team, the Brewers are better than the Cubs. And you know how good the Cubs are. The Brewers are just as good and better by some of the available team base running metrics. They're going to pressure the hell out of the Cubs defense. Those corner outfield arms, get ready to make throws, Seiya and Happ. PCA's got a great arm, but I bet they'll run on the corner outfielders. And everybody, pitchers, pay attention. Matthew Boyd led the majors in pickoffs this year. Might need one today. Might need one. Make sure you throw and keep those runners close. Boyd's been good at it all year long. This is a very, very good team. Where you can get them is with the fact that they're 22nd in home runs in MLB. You play good fundamentals. You keep things close, and then you've got to hit more homers than them. That's the way it looks on paper in the big picture, and that's the way that it played out during the course of this season. It's hard to remember all the way back in May when the Brewers and the Cubs played for the first time, but early May, when the Cubs beat the Brewers 10-0 in Milwaukee, that was against Quinn Priester, by the way. And they went with an opener, then Priester came in and absolutely got lit up. Pete Crow Armstrong hit two home runs. He hit a solo homer and he hit a grand slam. The next day, the Cubs won again by the score of 6-2. They hit three homers in that game. The next day, Shota Imanaga got hurt in Milwaukee. Then they faced each other in June, and it was more PCA. During the course of the first couple of games of that series, PCA became the fastest player ever in franchise history to get to 20 homers and 20 steals. Remember that? 73 games it took him. So the PCA breakout and stamp on his year, a lot of it took place against the Brewers. Even the next day, when the Cubs had gotten the news that Ryne Sandberg had passed, the offense produced. Then in late July, up there in Milwaukee, the Brewers got the better of them. Then we get to August in the five-game series. A series that was kicked off with a rousing version of the national anthem. I remember it well because I sang it on August 18th, me and my buddy Kurt Morrison from Tributosaurus. What an honor that was. Anyway, the Cubs lost that first game. Sorry about that. But they won the series 3-2. And in that series, the Cubs got some very, very good performances from some key players, including Matt Shaw with a huge 11-pitch at bat in the third inning that kept a rally going. There was a lot that went on in that series. The Cubs can absolutely hang with the Brewers. Here's what you need to know. There are a couple of hitters that hit lefties very, very well on this team. Matthew Boyd starting, and then you've got just two lefties in the Cubs bullpen, not Taylor Rogers, in part because they don't have a lot of people that kill lefties. Jackson Churio does. Andrew Vaughn does. Remember Vaughn at a grand slam? You just heard it there in the Team of the Moment open. Andrew freaking Vaughn is an OPS over one against lefties. And there he is. Got to worry about him. And then in terms of going against righties, either as starters or as power bats coming out of that bullpen, the guy you got to fear is Christian Yelich. And there's more. There's Yelich, there's Bryce Terang hits lefties pretty well. Isaac Collins hits lefties pretty well. We'll see, or hits righties pretty well, I should say. Danny Jansen might be your catcher every once in a while against righties over Contreras. They'll DH Contreras if they need to. This lineup today has Churio, Bryce Terang, William Contreras, Yelich, Andrew Vaughn, and then four guys at the bottom of the order who just know what they're doing. They're good baseball players in every facet, including contact. Sal Frelick, Caleb Durbin, Blake Perkins, Joey Ortiz. Man, they're a good team. They're a button-up team. You got to play like a button-up team, and you got to hit more home runs. I think the Cubs can. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Angela, who is on her way to the game with her husband on a very special weekend. Do I have this right, Angela? Welcome into Hit and Run.
Hi, Matt. We're so excited to talk to you. You are correct. We got married yesterday, and my husband bought tickets during Game 3 from Game Time and surprised me. So it's our honeymoon today.
Oh, man. Honeymoon in Milwaukee. Like Pat said, it is beautiful this time of year. He's not wrong about that.
We are pulling up, and it is gorgeous, I have to say.
Congratulations, Angela. So the vibes are good for you guys. Married yesterday, honeymooning in Milwaukee for the playoffs. Thoughts? Any other thoughts on this series you'd like to share? Who's going to be a star today?
We are looking forward to Suzuki this series. We are so excited to watch them.
Thank you, Angela. That's awesome.
Awesome. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Congratulations to Angela and her husband. I mean, my God, the vibes are elite, people. Earlier on in the show, we took a call from Caesar, who is a split custody dad who picked up his boys and is bringing them to the ball game on his way. Let's go, Caesar. Killing it. and now Angela. I mean, what do we need to complete the trifecta? You know, I don't know. I mean, what else do we need? I mean, we got his split custody dad driving his boys. We got a couple that just got married who are showing up there. I guess studs, we need like a single guy who's just going up to hit on girls or something. I don't know, to complete the odd Cub fan trifecta.
I think that would be a complete circle there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Milwaukee's where you go to do that, frankly. Tom is in Arlington Heights on 670 The Score. Tom, what's up, man? Tom, I think you want to respond to the last caller. Last caller who said that the Brewers have the most the Cubs have the most pressure on them. Do you agree with that or not?
Yeah, well, first of all, I feel like a total disappointment because I don't have a marriage story. But, this first game is completely gettable. The pressure in a series, in a postseason, is in the very first three-game series. You lose that thing, your whole season's a failure. And if you watch the way people reacted in the clubhouse, I mean, we just played a game 48 hours ago. The Brewers haven't played a game in 5.5 days. That's the longest they go the entire season. And if we just take one, the Brewers have to win both games. Otherwise, they may not come back. If the Cubs take one game, they may not come back. So all the Cubs have to do is win one game. Yeah, pressure's on the Brewers. I look for them to get today's game.
I completely agree that the pressure is on the Brewers. They have a history of being really good in the regular season and then not advancing far enough in the postseason. They do. This batch, the Matt Arnold, David Stearns, Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy, Brewers, the Mark Adonasio Brewers, these Brewers have a history of not getting it done in the postseason. And as loosey-goosey and as fun as Pat Murphy is, as great an atmosphere as he provides, you wonder if that pressure can come back and rear its head. These are humans that we're dealing with. The Cubs are in a good state of belief right now. And even without Cade Horton, they're in a pretty good state of belief. I believe that these guys, this Cubs team, can get it done. All right, Texter says, I just bonded out of jail. And I'm on my way to the ball game. I doubt that's true, but man, I love that archetype. If we're looking for different archetypes of Cub fans on their way, split custody dad is one, just got married is another, just posted bond and got out of jail is a third. Feel free to text and let me know what other archetypes are on their way to the game. Oh, God, you guys are the best. Hey, if you want to win a pair of tickets to Cubs-Brewers NLDS Game 3 at Wrigley Field on Wednesday, stop by Dad's Place at 3369 North Clark Street in Chicago from 5 to 6:30 on Monday and meet my guy Mark Grody for your chance to win. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Pre-game with Mark Grody and Budweiser. Register for a pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley on Wednesday. Big thanks to Budweiser. And then, if you want to win a pair of tickets and you haven't done it yet, go to Sluggers in Wrigleyville from 7 to 8 on Monday and meet Gabe Ramirez. Tickets are courtesy, once again, of The Score. That's us. And Budweiser, this Bud is for you. Pre-game with Gabe Ramirez and Budweiser. Register for a pair of tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley on Wednesday. Big thanks to Budweiser. This Bud's for you. So you got two options in Wrigleyville on Wednesday, or on Monday, I should say, to get yourself there on Wednesday. Texter says, I'm at my court hearing, listening right now on the Odyssey app. This texter says, I'm going to the game to sit Shiva. For a friend of mine. No, that's not true. I know that's not true. But damn it, it could be. You'll hear from Craig Counsell in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you want to hop in, we got a phone line open at 312-644-6767. This is Ron on the South Side. Ron, it wouldn't be hit and run without talking to you. Game on, man. You remember when it was White Sox Brewers. That was the local rivalry with Milwaukee. Times have changed.
The moment we live for.
Hey, Steve, yes.
This is the moment we live for. When we would say baseball, it's like, man, this is it. I mean, yeah. What a day. So, I just got to make a quick point. You mentioned the team in the moment. For like the 10th time. Hey, but you know what people say, the Cubs want the Brewers. Well, I'm telling you, be careful what you ask for. I kept this article September 1st, Bob Nightingale. So what he's saying about them, Speed, they are the most complete, fundamentally strong team in baseball. They don't have a slugger, but are second in the majors in runs. They are second to the Rays in stolen bases. They rank third in ERA, fifth in defensive run save. And that's why they had the best record in baseball. So, yeah, maybe the Cubs will get them. But for everyone that's been saying that this is the team they want, and maybe they don't have the star names like the Dodgers and the Phillies. But be careful what you ask for. This is a pretty good team, man. And enjoy the day, Speed. Again, man, you know, this is what we live for.
Yeah, this is the stuff, Ron. This is the stuff right here today. I hear you, man. Brewers are really, really good. Best team in the game, but it still feels more gettable to me than either the Dodgers or the Phillies. And part of it is that they know each other really, really well, and Craig Counsell's got a shot to get some redemption. My God, would he love this? Would he absolutely love to get it done? Whether he betrays that or not, trust me, that man would love to vanquish the Brewers in the postseason for all sorts of reasons. Craig Counsell talked in pregame, and I want to touch on a couple things that he said. It's Matt Spiegler with you on Hit and Run for a few more minutes on 670 The Score. We've got Cubs pregame coming up at 12:30. First pitch is at 1:08 with Pat and Ron and Zach. And after the game, after Zach's postgame, Judson Richards has live reaction. That'll be tonight following Cubs postgame. So Craig Counsell was asked about maybe managing the bullpen differently in this series. Russ Dorsey with the question. Good question from our colleague and friend Russ, national writer who has been following around the league. And if you heard me in segment number one, I've been very interested in how, you know, bullpen guys, when they're used more often during the course of a series, they get more hittable. Everybody does. Gets more hittable the more times that a player sees them as the postseason goes on. Here's that exchange. We'll talk about it with you after.
Craig, obviously you have to manage aggressively in the postseason anyway, but because of the uniqueness of the off days surrounding the first couple of days of the series, do you feel like you can manage a little bit more aggressively in terms of the bullpen because you know those off days are built in?
There are some of our pitchers that are still feeling the effects of the last series. I mean, you have to acknowledge that, right? We had some guys work really hard. But, you know, in general, yes. By the time we get to Monday, we're good. But I think today we've got to – I don't think we can maybe do some things that we've done in the past or done in the previous series. But the off days do change – Bullpen usage, 1,000%. You know, they do. I mean, there's three off days in a five-game series. That changes what a reliever can do. No question about it. It changes, like, who your starters are going to be for this series.
So, look, it's fascinating. It's a really interesting response with all the different plates that Craig Counsell has to spin. Today, they won't be able to do some of the things they did in the previous series. I think that means Boyd can go a little bit longer if he's efficient. That's one thing. I don't think there's any chance in hell that Brad Keller's going to get asked to do two innings today. More on him in a second. I also don't know exactly what they can expect out of Andrew Kittredge. You know, after pitching in all three games of that series, you know, and I don't think all the starters are hands on deck like they were in game three. So you've got a lot to sort out. Speaking of Keller, he was asked about what happened to Brad Keller in the ninth inning of game three when Keller was real good in the eighth and then fell apart in the ninth. And I kind of love the honesty of this response from Craig.
Well, it's the second inning. It's the ninth inning. It's to win a series. It was going to be a difficult inning. Like, I think, I told Tommy, I said, Tommy, we're going to have two guys up immediately. Like, because it was just going to be a hard inning. So, Abs does not rule Brad out for multiple innings at all. He's going to pitch multiple innings. One plus or two inning outings again. That's a tough inning. You know, the second inning of closing out a playoff series, I don't care who's out there, that's a tough inning.
Yeah, that is an admission right there that Brad Keller freaked the hell out. He freaked out. You could see it, right? You saw it. It's okay. It happens. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's a tough thing for him to have to deal with. The Cubs are incredibly lucky to have survived instead of falling apart fully. I'm glad that Craig and Tommy had two guys up and were as quick as they were to pull the trigger after the second guy was hit. You know, you hope it doesn't happen again, but you have to admit what it is. This is life, and it's baseball too. Which is why I always say that baseball is life. All right, you freaked out. Boy, that's too bad. Own it. Discuss it. Sounds like they did. Boy, Brad, that was a little much, huh? And he's like, yeah, I fell apart. Okay, it happens, dude. Let's talk about it. What can we do to make sure that doesn't happen next time? How can we help you? Let's laugh about it eventually. I mean, that's baseball, man. And that's life. Adjustments all the time. Speaking of that, it's Studs. Let's play this Nico Horner on Pete Crow Armstrong. I mentioned at the top of the show, I haven't been able to get it out of my head. Part of it is because I love Nico so much as a talker, as a ball player. And he's become, you know, really just one of my favorite people to talk about baseball with. I asked him about Pete Crow Armstrong's adjustments between game two and game three and how Pete was able to do what he did. You know, because Pete was really bad in those first two games. He was absolutely a mess. And Studs, it's the one that's right there on the dock. This Nico on Pete. You let me know when we got it. Haven't been able to stop thinking about it because this is what baseball players are asked to do on a daily basis during the season and during the postseason as well.
Not just to have competitive at bats, but to have really hard hit balls against some of the better arms in the game as a deep two strike counts and just a really great sight to see. You know, we know the type of ceiling he has as a hitter, but you know, he doesn't need to hit home runs every day in order to be a guy who impacts the game as much as anybody. Just him being on base in any shape or form is going to be a positive. And yeah, he was really impressive to watch yesterday. And it just speaks to just a level of competition and maturity to go through it, a couple tough games and then, you know, come out on the other side of that in the biggest game yet and have the best version of yourself show up. So that's a huge deal for him and for us and for everything moving forward.
So that's what it is. How many guys can be the best version of themselves today and in this series? I hope Pete can stay there. It's remarkable that he got there and it's impressive. And you know how it works in baseball. When you try to hit homers, you can't. When you just relax and try to make contact, sometimes you're strong enough that then you can. I wouldn't be surprised if Pete hits one today or in this series. He's homered off Freddy Peralta before. I think Michael Bush has homered off Freddy Peralta before. Man, this is going to be fun. Thank you to all the listeners and the texters. Many texters saying they're getting in to the game in different ways. Here's one. I just got back from the International Space Station. I'm on my way to Cubs Brewers. Here's one. I just delivered a 15-pound baby, and now I'm going to the game. Here's another one. I just got out of rehab. I'm headed to Wrigleyville to hang. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. If you just got out of rehab, stay home. This one, I just got offered tickets 20 minutes ago. I'm racing to Milwaukee with my wife on our 11th anniversary. God, I hope that's true. That's a fun one. I'll tell you, man, this is what it's about. Baseball is life, and this is why we love the game. Enjoy it today. Adam Studzinski, great job, man. Appreciate you. I'll be back with Spiegel and Ohms on Monday, and make sure you listen to Cubs Ball right here on The Score, and you listen to Judson Richards after the game. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy it on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.